This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Time now to catch up with Eleanor Doig from South Dunedin Community Network for our regular Korero. It's good to have you with us again, Eleanor. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Nice to see your community facilities back into use, people making use of your rooms again, community organisations starting to kick back into gear.
Yes, it actually feels a bit like people, insects popping out of a cocoon. It feels like the place is coming to life again. So the rooms are now just about fully utilised, with groups coming in to use them, because of course it's free to use those rooms, seeing we get them free from the DCC. But it's such a delight, Jeff, after all these months of closed down.
Indeed. And used for all sorts of interesting purposes. I see that coming up on the 20th of May, the New Zealand Sign Language Board is going to be visiting Authiputi Dunedin for a community engagement information evening, and that will be held at the Otago Deaf Centre in Moray Place. And, of course, you use your Facebook page to publicise things like this. So there's not only the potential to use the South Dunedin's community rooms, but also to stay in touch with what else is going on around the city that might affect people who are residents of the South Dunedin area.
That's exactly right. That's one of the purposes of the network, Jeff. There's so much going on, and it's such fun. It feels like we're coming back to life, which is awesome.
Now, I see also post on your Facebook page about volunteers and volunteering in South Dunedin, and there might be those who have in the past contributed to some of the work of the South Dunedin Community Network, and perhaps they're looking to get back into gear on that. You're always interested in talking with volunteers.
Yes, absolutely, but particularly this lot. When we were thinking about the Dream South D, which is the partnership with the Department of Internal Affairs that gives us access to a real opportunity for some real development in South D, we sent pamphlets out, or flyers out around the community, and got 35 people saying that they were keen to be involved. And so they want to stay involved. So out of that group, we had to select a steering group, but that bigger group we call the Dream Team. And there's some amazing people in that group, and all sorts of other people who've put their hands up for things over the time. So we're really wanting to stay in close contact with our Dream Team, because they will be really important in the Dream South D work that comes up. But also there's lots of opportunity for people to do things like delivering the lowdown, which we're upping the printing rate so more people in South Dunedin can get the local news. And we've got the hui coming up, and we need help with that, and all sorts of opportunities for people to just give a hand and get involved. I believe in volunteering, Jeff. I really do. I think it helps physical and mental well-being, and helps connection, feeling of connection.
So you're suggesting an opportunity to bring them all together, all of the Dream Team in particular. Monday the 30th of May, you've got earmarked for that, a couple of sessions on the day at 278 A King Edward Street, just to get the momentum rolling again, I guess, Eleanor.
Because there are lots of opportunities now, so we think what we'll do, we want to get them together because it was such a good feeling in that group. But also anybody else is welcome. But there are going to be stations around the room where you can put your name down for things that you might fancy doing.
All right.
Which would be awesome.
So that date again, Monday the 30th of May, there's two sessions there, one from 11 in the morning till 12:45, and another in the evening from 5 p.m. through to about 6:30 or so. And yeah, as you mentioned, plenty to look forward to and plenty to plan for. You've got your South Dunedin Street Art Trail, you've got the South Dunedin Street Festival Committee to get its thinking cap on about those celebrations, and of course you mentioned the community hui. That's not far away now, 1st of June, am I right in saying?
1st of June, yep it is, and this time There's going to be the usual meeting with update from the DCC and Kai, and then the opportunity for us to talk with each other. But it will also be live streamed on YouTube, so that if people don't feel quite comfortable about coming along, they can nevertheless see what's going on. So that'll be really good. And the theme to that, the motto is, all together, we have a stronger voice. So it's going to be fun.
Look at that, embracing the technology, Eleanor. Who would have thought you'd be streaming these meetings on the YouTube?
I know.
You might see some posters around the community. There's a QR code you can scan to get more info on that.
That's right. Yep, that's right. It's amazing, isn't it, Jeff? I love it.
We've learned a lot in the last couple of years in particular, haven't we?
Out
of adversity and so forth.
That's right, yeah.
Now, Eleanor, I've touched on the main things that you've got up on your Facebook page at the moment. Is there anything else about the South Dunedin Community Network you want to bring us up to date with?
Yes, there are two things that I want to mention. One is that we've got a project to produce A4 posters, A3 posters maybe, of houses of South Dunedin. So, because we want to really let people know and share our knowledge that South Dunedin has some lovely houses. You know, the general consensus, the prejudice against South Dunedin is that it's a slummy place to live, and it really isn't. And the South Dunedin, for all the sort of issues that everybody talks about, this is the place we live and love, and we want to show our pride in South Dunedin. So we've got two amazing volunteer photographers who've gone around. They've delivered things into the letterboxes of people who they like the look of their houses, and they're going to go around photographing them in the next week or so, and we'll be producing these posters, and we will be very happy to present one to you, Jeff Harford.
What a brilliant idea. I love this. And you know, you're quite right. I actually sometimes, if I want to go for a walk, I like walking around the streets of South Dunedin. That very reason, there's, you know, obviously the wonderful people and all that you get to meet.
Yep.
But there are some fantastic buildings there as well, aren't there, and houses and so forth.
Absolutely.
Nice to document them in this way. So what's the plan for the posters? Where will we see them around town?
Well, I think at the moment we're planning to gift them to people, and we'll have them at the Hui. We're not charging for them. We want people just to celebrate South Dunedin, because we want to remind people that this is our home and we are proud of our home. And when things are going to change, don't forget it's people who live here.
Fantastic. Lovely initiative. I think it's a great idea. Okay, we look forward to seeing those. And there was one other thing, Eleanor.
One more thing, yes. There's a project that we are umbrellaing at the network, doing street art murals, a street art mural trail, and they are looking for four walls in South Dunedin that are outward-facing and available to be painted on, to have some street art done on them. They're getting a really famous street artist coming down to do at least one of them. So if you know of anybody with a beautifully blank wall facing outwards, then we would love to know about it. And they could let people know at admin@southd.org.nz.
That's admin@southd.org.nz.
That's it.
Oh, that's exciting too. Gosh, sprucing up the place, and street art, the whole city has been brought alive by that over the last 10 years or so.
It really has, eh?
Great to see more of that planned for South Dunedin. Well, Eleanor, you've certainly got your hands full. It's great to hear that there's so much going on, but do remember that if you're out there in South Dunedin and you've heard about some of the things that Eleanor has touched on and you want to get involved and find out more, the Hui on the 1st of June is definitely for you. And of course, if you're part of that dream team that has offered its skills to the network, then your opportunity to get back together and get into gear for 2022. I can't believe I'm saying that because it's May now. And it really, really just feels like we're kicking the year off, doesn't it, Eleanor?
I know, it does, doesn't it?
Always great to talk with you, Eleanor, and we look forward to catching up with you in 4 weeks' time.
Absolutely gorgeous. Thank you, Jeff. Have a lovely day.
Kia ora.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.